The question of whether or not to raise taxes was at the center of last night's budget public hearing before the Baltimore County Council. County Executive Johnny Yoshevsky is proposing a package of tax increases to help deal with an $81 million shortfall and pay for initiatives like a pay raise for teachers. WIPR's John Lee was at the hearing and is on the line now. And John, usually next to no one shows up to this sort of hearing, but I take it last night was different?
Oh, that's right, Nathan, and it goes to show what happens when you put proposed tax increases on the table. It was standing room only in the council chambers, and around 100 people signed up to speak for what turned into a 3.5-hour public hearing, and many of them wanted to talk taxes. Now, Yoshevsky wants to raise the income tax rate as well as put a new tax on cell phone lines. Ivan Lutwin, who lives in Pikesville, told council members that the proposed $3.50 monthly charge per line on cell phones and the proposed income tax increase would hit his annual family budget.
The total impact on my household of only these two tax increases exceeds $715. That's a lot of money.
But others called Yoshevsky's budget courageous, bold, and overdue to meet the county's needs, from roads to the arts to schools. Herbert Lauder, for one, said even though he's 85, he would gladly pay more in taxes for new schools, particularly for a new Delaney High School.
I've got two folks in my family, one's 6 and one's 3, and they're all headed to Delaney High School. And there won't be any high school there. It's all falling apart.
And Nathan, teachers and their supporters showed up in force, wearing their trademark red and holding signs. One read, "Those who can teach, those who can't make up the budget." That one might sting a little since Yoshevsky is a former teacher. And the teachers were pushing for a 2% pay raise, more special educators and social workers, and all of those are in Yoshevsky's proposed budget.
Now, Yoshevsky also wants to put in place an impact fee for developers. Did that come up last night?
It absolutely did. And the idea behind impact fees is that they would help to offset the cost of development, like crowded schools and crammed roads. But developers and others in the building industry pushed back on that idea, saying it would raise costs and that, in turn, would hurt their industry and the county's economy. Angelica Bailey is Vice President of Government Affairs for the Maryland Building Industry Association.
If building is too expensive, builders don't build, and the county needs housing. Our industry creates jobs and new homes, which means new residents. They shop here, they eat here, they pay property income and recordation taxes.
But the flip side of that came from those who pointed out that a majority of Maryland counties have an impact fee on developers. And even one developer told the council that he had become used to impact fees in other jurisdictions, and he understands the need for them.
So the budget's not a done deal yet. What happens next?
Well, next week the council will start meeting on the budget. It plans to pass it May 23rd. And it's important to remember that they can only cut from Yoshevsky's budget. They cannot add to it. And the makeup of council is interesting. 4 Democrats, 3 Republicans. So since the council is almost evenly divided, there probably is some give and take ahead as council members debate Yoshevsky's proposed tax increases. At the same time, they have to keep in mind that any tax hikes they might kill or water down will have to be made up in cuts to Yoshevsky's budget.
John Lee covers Baltimore County News for your public radio. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Nathan.